One of the things that happened in the past was there was a great deal of data, for example, that was gathered during the Vietnam War, but it took nearly 10 years to analyze that data and turn it around into something useful that increased or made health care better for soldiers. One of the areas in which I know MC4 data has been developed or used was in the development of new body armor, in which we were able to look at wound patterns for soldiers and identify places on the body which maybe needed to have greater coverage of body armor, and we were able to rapidly communicate that information to the materiel developers who were able to get body armor out to the soldiers that helped increase survivability.
You said there's about 10 applications that are included in MC4. Would you be able to go through maybe a couple of what those are and how they're being used?
Yes. Today we have an inpatient and an outpatient capability that includes lab, pharmacy, and radiation documentation and ordering and retrieval capabilities, medical logistics, an overarching system or application called JMuse, which provides commanders with situational awareness of what's happening with those medical forces on the battlefield.
And this is being used in theater now. About how many countries and where?
Currently, MC4 is deployed in 14 different countries. In the southwest area of operations, we are in Afghanistan, Iraq, Kuwait, Qatar, Saudi Arabia. We are also in Egypt, Turkmenistan, and Kyrgyzstan.
One of the major benefits of MC4 is that situational awareness. You told a very interesting story earlier about if someone gets hurt in one area and then they go somewhere else, the records almost follow them in a sense. Talk a little bit about how that situational awareness is having an effect on soldier care.
Well, one of the things that happens is the data doesn't actually travel with the soldier, but it travels to a central database that is viewable by any of the clinicians, providers that the soldier comes in contact with in theater. One of the things that makes that data valuable to commanders is not only maybe they have the visibility of an individual soldier and where they've been evacuated to, that they can communicate back to the other soldiers that have a concern about them, but they are able to look at aggregate data that gives them a picture of what's happening with medical forces on the battlefield. If there were a battle that were in action and you needed to maybe move medical forces to better support a main effort or something like that, you'd have that sort of instantaneous situational awareness, which you didn't have in the past, that allows that medical commander to better respond to what's happening on the battlefield.
Now, you have a strategic plan that's coming out around MC4. You're trying to really address three questions. Can you talk about that plan? What's the status of it?
Well, really, there's three things that we're focusing on. The first is to enhance our customer support. And basically what that is to improve the things that we're doing today to support our customers, their training, their capability of using the system, having best business practices and things like that. The next thing that we're really focused on is managing system changes dynamically. And what we mean by that is being able to take the rapidly evolving IT, technology, information, hardware, and software applications that are out there and rapidly transition those into our system and get them out to the warfighter to increase their capabilities. And the third thing that we'd want to do is we want to broaden the use of the system. And what I mean by that is any place that there is a soldier out on the battlefield or on an exercise or any place they're seeing any health care provider worldwide, we ought to be documenting that care.
Now, I want to talk specifically about that third really focus of the strategic plan of broadening the use of MC4. What's the plan around that? What do you hope to accomplish by broadening the use of MC4?
Well, one of the things that I think that we can do is there's a very robust IMIT system in the continental United States that used at our major treatment facilities across the country. But there are smaller treatment facilities, little clinics, and aid stations which really don't have the benefit of those systems. And what we can do is take that system that's proven on the battlefield, and in many cases the units that would use the system already have it available. They redeploy with that system from theater, and then they can use it down at the smallest unit levels. So we can help meet that goal of seeing that every individual soldier that has a healthcare encounter has it documented electronically.
And I imagine that's going to help you with the training aspect of MC4, where if people are using it every day, it's a different level of training or a different may reduce some costs for training for you guys. Has there been some thought about that yet?
Yes, one of the things we can do is by having soldiers actually use the system in the garrison environment before they're deployed, they can raise their level of confidence, the readiness of their units, and their ability to use the system. So when they actually do deploy and use the system, the requirement to conduct additional training or to prepare them to use it in the real world combat environment is less needed.
Is there a time frame around that yet, or is that still being discussed and planned?
Right now what we're doing is we're working on developing really the best business practices to do that. We've got some studies undergoing both at Fort Bragg and Fort Stewart, and we expect in the next few months that we'll come up with really what are the best ways to operate the system in that environment and then really expand that worldwide.
And then there's some other plans around expansion of MC4 too. You mentioned maybe even dental. Can you talk briefly about maybe where do you see this going in the next 3, 5, 7 years?
The original charter for the battlefield electronic recording system was to capture all of the medical functional areas, the medical, the dental, the veterinary, the mental health, the medical logistics, the command and control situational awareness. And we have either very robust or limited capabilities in all of those areas, and really the thing to do is to expand those out and ensure that we have all of the capabilities and the battlefield that we have with those systems here in the United States.